Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, all around the world, you're listening to and part of Straight to the Point, Midnight Hour with Prophetess Dr. Dolores T. Henderson. Thank you so much for joining us, for those listening all across the globe, and we're just excited about you being with us tonight. Real quick, some quick announcements before we bring on Dr. Henderson. Ladies and gentlemen, first of all, let's give the Almighty a round of applause. We can't give him enough, but y'all put your hands together for the Almighty. Hallelujah. Amen. We can't praise God enough. Ladies and gentlemen, we thank God for the precious Holy Spirit and Jesus Christ. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much. Ladies and gentlemen, the call-in number wants you to tweet out, fax out, email, LinkedIn. You guys are texting all day, I'm sure. You guys put that number out there, 347-843-4559. This is some important information that you need to text out. If you're not driving your Bentley or flying your Learjet, you need to put that number out there, ladies and gentlemen, so you can listen to the word of God tonight come from the woman of God. Ladies and gentlemen, 347-843-4559. Text everybody that you know. One more time, 347-843-4559. I want to encourage everybody to get your Bibles out, ladies and gentlemen, as well. Take some copious notes and get ready to have a day that you'd never had before. So we thank God for Dr. Henderson. And right now, ladies and gentlemen, put your hands as we open up the mic for Dr. Dolores T. Henderson.
Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord, everybody. Everybody out there in radio land, I just want to say praise the Lord, our God. I don't know about you, but I come to give him praise. I just hear that song in my spirit. I come to give him praise. I remember it was a song that we used to sing. I don't know what you come to do. I don't know, and then a congregation used to say, I don't know what you come to do. And then we all used to just say, I come to praise the Lord. I come to praise the Lord. And then somebody says to say, I come to clap my hands. I tell you, then it was another song that we used to sing. When the Spirit of the Lord come upon my heart, I would dance like David danced. Y'all remember that? And I used to say, I would dance like David danced. I would dance like David danced. You know, I'm feeling real good in my spirit on tonight. You know, we just celebrated Pentecost Sunday. For those of you who do not know what Pentecost Sunday is, my God, when we think about Pentecost, we think of the Holy Spirit ascending. Amen. And we think about the upper room when they all was in the upper room and they all got on one accord and they said that it was a shaking, my God, and that they were filled with the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. I don't know about you guys on tonight, but I am so glad. I'm so glad that Jesus has sent us a comforter. He didn't lie. He said, I got to go, but I'm not going to leave you helpless. I'm going to send you something. I'm going to send you something that's going to teach you and guide you, that's going to strengthen you, that's going to give you power. My God, somebody say power. That's going to give you power to live right. It's going to give you power to love right. It's going to give you power to forgive. I thank God for the Holy Spirit. I thank God for the comforter. I thank God for the teacher. I thank God for the power. How many of you want the power on tonight? How many of you feel like you need the power, power to go on, power to continue on this race? Amen. It's a free. It is free. It is free. It is a promise that God has said that it is free. All you have to do is just ask. Just ask to be filled with the Spirit of the living God, and he will fill you. He will fill you with the precious gift of the Holy Spirit. You know, we used to say Holy Ghost, but for the proper folk on the line, I'm just saying Holy Spirit. But we say, used to come up in the Baptist church, we say the Holy Ghost. Lord, fill me with the Holy Ghost. And back in the days, if you didn't have the Holy Spirit, they'd tarry with you. I don't know if y'all remember that or not, but growing up, I remember in my granddaddy's church, in Granddaddy Chuck's. Granddaddy used to sit on that row shaking that foot. And I tell you that they would tarry, the mothers would tarry with you all night long till they hear a tongue. My God, till they hear another language come up out of there. Those were the days, I'm telling you, because they knew the significance of being filled with the Spirit. They knew that you needed to have that Holy Spirit to live right and to love right, because when the Spirit comes in, it does the transforming, it does the changing. My God, it does it. That's why Jesus said you need to have this thing if you're going to be able to withstand the wiles of the devil. You need to have, he said, behold, I'll be with you always, even until the ends of the earth. That means, he said, I put my Spirit inside of you. So don't ever feel like that I'm far away. He said, when I said I'll never leave you nor forsake you, I was telling the truth. I live inside of you. I've given you the power. You can talk to me every single day, all day long. My God, and not only that, it will strengthen you. It will give you the power to perform signs, miracles, and wonders, because it's not you doing it. It's the Spirit. It's the power of the Holy Spirit inside of you that's doing the healing, that's doing the deliverance, that's doing the inner healing, that is touching the hearts of the people, is using that, is the Holy Spirit that's using you for his glory. So we thank God for the Holy Spirit. You know, really don't talk about the Holy Spirit no more in these churches today. You know, we dance, we sing, we shout, we split, we do cartwheels. Y'all know my thing. Do some cartwheels and flips. But you know, people see new people that come into church, they see people doing all that, but nobody ever really teaches on the Holy Spirit like they used to. And nobody teach on the significance of the Holy Spirit. And then we wonder why we don't see people being transformed. We wonder why we don't see healing and deliverance and the power being demonstrated, because you've left out the Holy Spirit. And what, it was a song that Monique Walker used to sing. Hezekiah Walker, ex-wife. She used to sing this song. I used to love this song. Did you take the time to tell the Lord thank you? Did you wake up this morning and say, good morning, Holy Spirit, I just want to thank you. Holy Spirit, I just want to thank you. I was reading a book, and when I first got saved, when I rededicated my life to the Lord, because, you know, at 8 years old, that's when I first got saved, but it wasn't until I became 17 that I really realized what the significance of salvation. Amen. You're 8 years old, you're just going with the flow. You going to church because granny and granddaddy don't tell you, girl, get your butt up and go to church, put your dress on. And you see, been singing in the choir because granddaddy and grandma put you in the choir. You going to church with auntie and uncle. But, you know, it wasn't until, I rededicated my life that I found out the significance of having the Holy Spirit. And it is so important that we got to begin to start teaching about the Spirit of the living God. We got to start back teaching about the Holy Spirit so that we can start seeing the signs, miracles, and wonders. See, the thing about it is, Holy Spirit is legitimate. See, when you don't talk about the Holy Spirit, but you got the people thinking that it's you doing the healing, it's you doing the deliverance, it's you doing the miracles, it's you doing the signs. And the Holy Spirit said, well, I'm going to sit back and let you keep on doing it. And when the people see that they ain't been healed, they ain't been delivered, they're going to wake up and be like, wait a minute, what's going on? Hallelujah. Now, when you allow and when you acknowledge that it was only by his Spirit was you able to get healed through me. I'm just a vessel. I'm a vessel that I'm just asking, Jesus to use me. And I thank God for the Holy Spirit. And so we got to be able to acknowledge the Spirit of the living God. We talk about God, we talk about Jesus, and we don't talk about the Spirit of God. Yes, one Lord, one faith, one baptism. Yes, it's, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit all wrapped up in one. Yes, I'm not, preaching that they're three different people. I'm saying that there are three distinct purposes. Amen. There are three distinct purposes. One God, but he has three distinct purposes. He acts as God the Father, God the Son. And then, I feel the teacher coming up out of me. And then the Holy Spirit. Amen. Three distinct purposes. Just like if you come in a room and you see the light switch, amen, You see, the holder is God. The actual switch is Jesus. But when you turn on the switch, that's the power. In order for the light to bloom, that's the power, which is the Holy Spirit. Amen. Glory to God. And so, and in doing that, it all three of what I just said had three distinct purposes. The switch holder purpose was to hold a switch in place. But the switch, the purpose of the switch was for you to pull the knob up so that the light could come on. But once you pull the knob up and the light come on, that's the purpose was the switch for the light to come on. Amen. And not only that, then the purpose of the light was for it to shine. Hallelujah. It's so Lord, y'all about to take me for my song. This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. Y'all probably like prophetess got jokes tonight, but seriously, somebody needs to hear this on tonight. We have to get back to where we are acknowledging the power of God. We got to get back to where we're acknowledging the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen? And so I thank God for the Holy Spirit. Those of us who are filled, yes. There he goes. Are you playing my song? This is the light of mine. And so I'm excited about the Holy Spirit. I'm excited about what God is going to do in the lives of his people. He said, in the last day, I'm going to pour out my spirit on all flesh, your sons. And what do you mean by that? He's talking about the Holy Spirit. Amen. It's the Holy Spirit that allows us to be able to speak in tongue and, you know, all of those things. Amen. To prophesy, those are the gifts of the Spirit. He's talking about the Holy Spirit. Those are the gifts of the Spirit to be able to prophesy, to be able to speak in tongues, to be able to do all those things. You know, you can go into the book of Corinthians and look at all the gifts of the Spirit. And I'm not talking about the fruit of the Spirit. Amen. Two totally different things. The fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, you know, all of those items, but it's one fruit. All of those items in one fruit. That's why we don't say the fruits, but as we say the fruit of the Spirit, meaning that all of those items in one, meaning that it's all wrapped up in one. You can't separate it. You either have it or you don't. It's only one Spirit. Amen. Either you got the Holy Spirit or you don't. You don't have you know, a lot of those 50 Holy Spirits. You may have 50 demonic spirits, but no, you don't have 50 Holy Spirits. It's only one Holy Spirit with the fruit of the Spirit, which is an exhibition of love, joy, peace, you know, long suffering, faith, all those things, meekness, gentleness, okay? And so I don't know why I'm going here tonight, because you know, somebody need to hear that. Somebody want to be filled. I feel in my spirit, somebody want to be filled with the Holy Spirit on tonight. Somebody, whether you're listening to this message or you're going to play it back, you want to be filled. You've been praying. I want to tell you that it's a free gift. It's a free gift, and God want to give it to you. He wants to give you the Spirit. He wants you to be filled. He wants you to have power. Oh my God, I hear something in my spirit said power to walk right, power to talk right, and the power to live right. You guys are listening to Straight to the Point. For those of you who are joining us for the first time, let me tell you who we are. Straight to the Point is a prophetic broadcast that is aimed at dealing with real issues as we offer real solutions for the body of Christ. We are here for you. We are here for your family. We are here for your friends. We are here for the nations. We are here for the government. Every single Monday night on 347-843-4559. 347-843-4559. Hallelujah. To bring you a profound word, to bring you a straight to the point word, to bring you a rhema word straight from the throne room of God. That's right. Straight from the throne room of God. We speak when he tells us to speak, and we shut up when he tells us to shut up. We do not speak of our own accord. Amen. This is a prophetic broadcast, meaning that we yield to the Spirit of the living God. That means that we are yielded, we are submitted to the Spirit of the living God. And when the Spirit of the living God says, okay, you've said enough, then we shut it down. Amen. But when it tells us to talk, then we talk. When it tells us to a lot of times We come on thinking that it wants us to talk about one thing, but guess what? Then the Spirit speaks to the prophet according to what's on the heart of God's people. Amen. What's on the heart of God, and God has heard his people, and then God drops his heart into the heart of the prophet, and then that's when the heart starts speaking what's on God's heart. Amen. And what's on God's heart is that he's concerned for you. He's concerned about his people. He loves his people. He doesn't never want you to walk in a state of confusion. He never wants you to walk in uncertainty. He never wants you to walk in doubt. Amen? Because that's not the type of God that we serve. He is not a God of confusion. He is not the author of confusion. He is the author and the finisher of our faith, but he is not the author and the finisher of our confusion. He is not the author and the finisher of our doubt. Amen? When there is doubt, where there is confusion, that's the devil. Where there is, you know, the enemy comes in to confuse. He comes to bring in uncertainty. He comes to bring in doubt. But God comes in to bring in clarity. He's going to tell you. He's going to either say it's to ace or a spade. He's going to tell you either to go or he's going to tell you to stay. He's going to tell you is it red or is it blue. Amen. There's not going to be no confusion for those of you who are wrestling in your spirit on tonight about making a decision. Amen. You know, Joshua said it plain as day. Choose ye this day who you going to serve. What you going to do? If you find yourself going back and forth and feeling like, okay, I'm going to go this, I'm going to move this way, and then the next day you talking about you're going to move that way. No, that God ain't in that at all. Amen. That's a bunch of confusion, and you're being led by your emotions. You're being led by your flesh, because when God say make a move, you're going to know it's God. You're going to make a move. You're going to know that is God. It ain't going to be no uncertainty. It ain't going to be no miscalculations. It's not going to be did God say it or not. When God speak, my God, you're going to know that it's God. But if you're wrestling with uncertainty on tonight, if you're wrestling with should you go left or should you go right, should you go forward, should you go backwards, then I tell you straight up off the top, go back and pray and make sure that you get clarity on what God is saying to you on tonight. You know, I am, and I'm going to get to the message. I know the message is because the veil is torn. And, you know, I may be going ahead of myself a little bit on giving you, you know, every time I say this, every week, God has stopped me off another route, and then he'll bring it all together at the end. So this may be very well what he's doing on tonight. I'm just being led by the Spirit. Amen. So, somebody on tonight, I just feel like in my spirit, and it's keeping me really from going into this next segment, is that you're wrestling with a decision. You're wrestling with making a decision. Every time you feel like, okay, you know, I'm going to do it. I'm going to go forward. I'm going to, you know, do this thing. Then not even an hour or 2 hours later, you're distracted and you don't change your mind again. And remember what the Bible says. God says that a double-minded man, and when I say man, I'm talking about one man, too, is unstable in all of their ways. Remember that, you know, he's unstable in all of his ways, meaning that you need to make a decision. Somebody need to make a decision on tonight, and you just have to trust God. Amen? But if you're afraid to make the decision, I feel, and I hear the Spirit saying, God has not given us the spirit of fear, but he has given us his love. He has given us his power, and he has given us a sound mind. That means that if you're operating in fear, you already know it's not God. Amen. God is not the author of fear. He's the author of faith. And fear and faith, they may both start with the letter F, but they are not the same thing. They can't live in the same body, meaning that lightness and darkness, amen, don't mix together. That means that if there's any lightness and darkness, then, you know, it ain't God. If there's any faith, if there's fear, but you talking about you operate in faith, that ain't God. That's confusion right there. That's the enemy comes to confuse you. Amen. And a lot of times God speaks to us and we hear the word, but we allow the devil to come and steal it out of our hearts. Meaning that you've been getting prophetic word after word after word, and you know it's God, but it takes just an instant. You know, you don't change your mind already, and that got a lot to do with. Is your soul anchored in Jesus? I don't know why I'm singing tonight, but my God, another song just spruced up in my spirit. If your soul's not anchored in Jesus, you will surely you'll surely drift away. My God, I'm telling you, this is prophetic. I know it's prophetic because every time God is dropping a prophetic word to the people on tonight, he brings a song in my spirit, amen, so that you would be, whoever I'm speaking to, you would be able to identify and know that it's him speaking and not Dr. Dolores. You would know that it's God, and it got to be God because this is how you're feeling, and that's why I believe that the Holy Spirit is dropping songs in my spirit as I'm prophesying to you on tonight that, you know, if you are wrestling the way you are, I want you to get anchored back in the Lord because it's very important. And I hear the Lord again. Thank you, God, that my sheep hear my voice. It's very important that you learn the voice of God. Lord, have mercy, Jesus. God, I thank you. It's very important that you learn and you know the voice of God from the enemy because the enemy has been talking to you, and he's coming as a counterfeit. He's coming as a mimicker. He's been mimicking God. Somebody has been bamboozled, and you've been thinking you've been hearing from God, but it's been the enemy talking to you, and that's why you're confused. Anytime God speaks, it ain't going to be no confusion. It's going to be clarity. You're going to know that it's God. Amen. But whenever somebody speaks, and it's just so contrary to what God said the first time, and it's so contrary to, you know, you're just in a state of confusion, and you have frozen up because you're just confused. That ain't God. God don't want you confused. God is not going to play with your mind like that. Amen. Either you're going to do it or you're not. I mean, and thank you, God. Thank you, Holy Spirit. It brings me to Isaiah. This what came up to my spirit because I hear somebody saying, well, what about when God tells somebody to do something and then he come back and tell them to do something different? Thank you. But it was clear in the prophet Isaiah, prophet Isaiah's mind and heart that it was God both times. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about when you're confused and you don't know who it is talking to you. That's what I'm talking about, that it's the devil. Now, when you know it's God both times and you make a move like what Isaiah did when he first went to go tell the King Hezekiah, he said, oh, King Hezekiah, you're going to die. God said, get your things in order because you're going to die. But when Isaiah left that house, it was what, and God did tell Isaiah to do that, but it was King Hezekiah. He did something. He turned his face to the wall, and he prayed, and that's when God hearkened to King Hezekiah's heart and told him he was going to give him 15 more years. And that's when God sick. When the prophet Isaiah got halfway past the court, he said, Isaiah, I want you to go back, and I want you to tell King Hezekiah that I heard him. Amen. He should live. So, but Isaiah didn't doubt the first time it was in God. Not that he doubt the second time that it was in God. He knew God's voice. So he knew it was God the first time, and he knew it was God the second time. And what I'm talking about is, and not this instance, but I compared that instance to give you a comparison so you won't be confused in what I'm saying. Amen. And to compare that with what some of you are actually going through. Some of you you're saying that it was God the first time, but you were confused the first time. And then when the second time the demonic spirit spoke to you, you said it was God the second time, but you're in a state of confusion. Amen. So to know that you know that you know. Amen. That you know, that you know without a shadow of a doubt, God is not going to confuse you. He's going to make it clear. He's going to make it plain. I'm not going to say simple because some simple, amen, but he's going to make it clear. Some stuff just not simple, okay? I'm not going to see you on the line tonight and tell you that it's going to always be simple. No. It may not even make sense. Some things God tells us to do don't make sense at all. Be like, wait a minute now. It's okay to say, oh, God, wait a minute, you know, but it's not okay to be so frozen in fear that you don't move at all, amen? I come to tell somebody on tonight, God wants you to talk into his voice. He wants you to learn his voice. He wants you to know who he is so that you can start moving towards your promise. You know, some of you are stopping yourselves from receiving the promises of God because you're so in a state of confusion. Some of you are just afraid of making a decision. My God, my whole message just changed. But, Lord, I'm praying that God let me get to this because the veil is torn. Amen. And some of you are afraid to even make a decision Amen. And God said, you can't be afraid to make a decision. It's okay. Okay? To make a mistake. Thank you, God. You're bringing me back to the veil is torn. What I mean by it's okay to make a mistake is that it's okay to make a mistake. We all have made mistakes. We all have done things, you know, we've all have made bad decisions. But it's not okay not to make them. It's not okay not to make a decision at all. It's not okay just to stay paralyzed. Amen. You got to, in order to get what it is that God wants you to have, you got to move towards it. You got to do something. You know, a lot of times people could be saying, you know, I want $1 million. I want riches. I want, but they ain't doing nothing. They sitting and waiting. I mean, literally waiting. Yeah, the Bible said those that wait on the Lord, he should renew your strength. But in that sense, he ain't talking about just sitting in a house and waiting and be paralyzed. Learn the scripture. Learn the revelation of what these scriptures are really speaking. You got to be working towards waiting, meaning that you're working to waiting, meaning that you're trusting. That's what it's saying. In that sense, that scripture means that they who trust in the Lord. You know, you got to be able to get under a Bible-teaching church. Get under a preacher or a leader that understands the word of God. Get under a preacher or a leader that's able to dissect the word, exegete the word, and have revelation of what the word is. Because if not, you'll find yourself really sitting in a house waiting. Amen. Not doing nothing. And wonder why you're still broke. And wonder why you're still poor. Wonder why you still, some of you ain't got, you know, jobs and stuff. You got to get up. If you want a job, you got to apply for the job. You got to put in applications. If you want to have wealth, you got to start being around wealthy, you know, going around wealthy people. Get into some business classes. Figure out how you can, you know, get with like-minded folk. What I mean by that, get with folk who already attained that goal that you're trying to get to. Find out how they did it. Amen. Stop making incremental steps. Amen. It's okay. When I say incremental steps, I mean start working towards, even if they're small steps. Steps are better than nothing at all. Amen. And so you got to start doing something. Waiting in that sense, those who wait on the Lord should renew. Every time somebody want to make up an excuse for not doing what God told them to do or what God wants them to walk towards, they want to use that scripture. But my friends, some of you are using that scripture in error, because in that sense, with that scripture is speaking of, in that sense, using the word wait means trust. Those who trust in the Lord. My God, let me say it again. Those who trust in the Lord. My God, meaning that, God, I'm going to trust you that while I'm building this business, or while I'm building these businesses, that, God, that you're going to bring the people in. You're going to bring me some people so that I can serve it, so that they can, you know, put some money into it. Oh, God, while I'm building this ministry, you're going to bring me some tithers. You're going to bring some folk in here to help me build this kingdom the way you want me to build it. Amen. And so you got to be able to, that's what it means by trust. I mean, I'm trusting that God is going to do what he said he's going to do. What did he tell me? What promises did he make me? He said that he would never leave me nor forsake me. What promises did God make me? He said that he come that I may have life and that I may have it more abundantly. What promises did God make me? He said that he wants me to walk into my wealthy place. What promises did he make me? He said that I'm healed. What promises did he make me? He said that I'm, you know, that salvation belongs to me. He said he'll give me the free gift of the Holy Spirit. What promises did he make to me? I'm trusting him. Amen. I'm trusting him. That's what that means. Those who wait on the Lord, he should renew your strength. Those who trust in the Lord, when you feel like you can't, that you're about to dwindle, guess what he's going to do? Because even though you may feel like you're going to dwindle, he's going to renew your strength. He's going to strengthen you so that you can continue to go the extra mile. He's going to strengthen you so you can continue to move forward, so that you will be able to complete the purpose, so that you will be able to obtain the promise. My God, I know that's the Holy Spirit talking. I said that while you're trusting, patiently trusting him. Amen. And patiently don't mean that you ain't doing nothing. Patiently trusting him, building that business, building that ministry. Amen. Working toward your goal. When you feel like you're tired and you feel like that you don't see it in eyesight, he's going going to renew your strength. That means that he's going to give you strength to be able to complete that project. So he's going to give you the strength to be able to hold on to his word so that, you know, until he healed that body, amen, because really in the spirit realm, you're already healed. I want to go, Lord, my God, I just can't get to the velvet torn yet. Oh, I said I was going to be off by 9, but let me be obedient. Amen. He's going to renew your strength. He's going to help you to keep going on. He's going to help you to keep moving forward toward what it is that he told you he was going to give you. My God. Amen. Those who wait on the Lord, he shall renew your strength. He said you shall mount up as wings like an eagle. My God. Do you know what the eagle is? Phew. And when I say wait, I'm not talking about just sitting in the house, not doing nothing. I'm not talking about that kind of wait. A lot of people want to be millionaires and billionaires, and they want the money to drop out of the sky. I'm not talking about that. You got to go out and you got to do something. You got to do something to make it happen. Amen. Glory to God. So our word on tonight is, and I want to go through this right quick, the veil is torn. Coming out of Matthew 27:50, coming out of Exodus 26:31-35, and I want to talk about this because God dropped this in my spirit on the other night. And he said that a lot of people are afraid to either connect with who he told you to connect with or to move to the next direction because of your past. Because of your past. He said, if you are allowing your past to stop your future, you are allowing even your present. You are allowing your past, some of you are allowing some family relations to stop you, some bad decisions to stop you from moving to the next level and where he wants to take you. Some of you are allowing past mistakes to stop you from moving to the next level. Some of you are allowing your own self, meaning that you're listening to voices in your mind, and it's not the voice of God. You're listening to voices that's telling you they're not going to accept you. You're going to be embarrassed when they find out. When they find out, or you're really not who you're showing the folks you really are. But I come to tell you on tonight that the devil is a liar. I come to tell you on tonight the devil is a liar. Why is the devil a liar, prophetess? Because the veil is torn. Do you know what the veil is on tonight? The devil is a liar because the veil is torn. You know, in Exodus, God told Moses to build him a temple. Remember, a tabernacle. He said, I want you to build me a tabernacle. And he went through each phase of how he wanted the tabernacle built. But then when you get to the part where he told Moses to, you know, put up the veil, in this regard, this veil was put up in the temple to separate the Holy of Holies, which was God dwelling in the earth, God dwelling in a place. Amen. It was to separate the Holy of Holies, which was the place where God dwelt, from the place of where the people dwelt or men dwelt. And it was an indication that man was separated from God. The Old Testament, man was separated from God in the tabernacle. Amen? In the tabernacle, in this section where the Holy of Holies was, God was on one side and man was on the other side. The veil separated them. And it was because of sin. Because of sin, men could not be in God's presence. Remember, it was the high priest who had to go in and make an atonement. The high priest, he was only permitted to go in to pass beyond the veil once a year. And that was only to enter to God's presence on behalf of the people to make an atonement for their sins. Amen? And so I want to talk about the tearing of the veil on tonight. And I want to talk about the symbolization of that veil. When we get into the Old Testament and the reason why the veil was even put up, we thank God for the blood. We thank God that we can understand why Jesus had to come. We get a better understanding what Jesus did on the cross and why Jesus had to even go on the cross. Amen. We get a better understanding of the sacrifice that Jesus made. And I come to tell somebody on tonight, you ain't got to hide from your past. That, and I say this all the time, that your past, your present, and your future is covered by the blood. Why, prophetess? Because the veil is torn. Well, who tore the veil? Well, let me tell you who tore the veil. They hung them high. They stretched them wide. My God. And for me and you, he died. But that's not how the story ends. 3 days later, he rose again. But when he gave up the ghost before he even, you know, before, if you read Matthew 27, Psalm 50, you will see that his last cry, when it was finished, his last cry, that right after his last cry, the Bible said that the temple, the veil in the temple tore from the top to the bottom, which was a signification, a symbolization, was that it is over, that no longer would God hide himself from his people. No longer would God separate himself from his people, that Jesus paid the ultimate sacrifice. Jesus was the ultimate atonement for our sins, that you ain't got to wait on a priest to go before the Lord on your behalf, that you don't have to, my God, be shameful. You don't have to wait a whole year for your sins to be forgiven. You ain't got to wait. That what you have done, thank you, Jesus, yesterday, 20 years ago, 10 years ago, 15 years ago, what your daddy did, what your mama did, hallelujah, what your granny did, your granddaddy did, what whoever did in your bloodline, amen, in your generations back, amen, you're covered under the blood. You're covered under the atonement of the sacrifice that Jesus made on Calvary for you and for me. You don't have to be ashamed to walk forward into what God has for you. You don't have to be ashamed. You don't have to hold your head down because the veil is torn. The veil is torn. I come to tell somebody on tonight, the veil is torn. Jesus hung his head. He hung and bled on Calvary, so that the veil can be torn, so that you could be forgiven for your sins, so that you would be able to have everlasting life with the Father, so that you would be able to go to the Father on your own and pray and ask for forgiveness, so that you would be able to have a relationship with Jesus Christ, that you would be able to have a relationship with God. Amen. Even go before God, naked and not ashamed. You ain't got to wait and go to the priest for the priest to go before God because you are raggedy and got sin all on you. You can go to God sinful and raggedy because of Jesus, and he will clean you up. He will turn you around. He will place your foot on a solid ground. I come to tell somebody on tonight that you need to be shouting and dancing because the veil is torn. The veil is torn. Jesus said, it's done. Hallelujah. It's done. It's done. Move forward. Receive what it is that God wants you to have. Receive what it is what God wants to give you. That your past and your present and your future is covered under the blood. that Jesus Christ has torn the veil. He tore the veil. Who tore the veil, prophetess? Jesus. How did he do it? He said yes to God's will and yes to God's way. No matter what it was, he obeyed and he went to that cross. It says that after his last cry and he finally gave up the ghost, that the temple shook. And after the temple shook, it said the veil in that temple was torn in half, split in half. It was torn in half, which signifies what? It says that the veil was torn in half from top to bottom, my God, which was the indication where Jesus saying, come on in. Come on in. I don't care what you've done. I don't care where you've been. And it's not just open for the children of Israel. This thing is open for everybody. It's open for the backslider. It's open for the murderer. It's open for anybody who calls on the name of the Lord. You shall be saved. When thou wilt confess with thy mouth, according to Romans 9, and believe in thy heart that God raised Jesus from the dead, then thou shalt be saved. That's the word of God. Because the veil is torn. The veil is torn. You've been listening to Straight to the Point. Kevin, let's open up the lines.
Amen, Dr. Henderson. Amen, amen, amen. Thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen. You are listening to Straight to the Point, Midnight Hour with Dr. Henderson. Dr. Henderson, we're going to go ahead and open up the lines. Our first caller, we're going to only mention your last four digits only because you're on the World Wide Web. The next caller is 2337. You're live on air with Dr. Henderson. God bless you.
Oh, God bless you. Good evening. This is Apostle Smallwood. I didn't know I was the first one. God bless you.
God bless
you. I've been just sitting here just eating it up. I said, I have really enjoyed it. The veil is torn. I said, we can just enter in. I just bless the Lord. I bless the Lord. I said, because many times you might not be able to find nobody else to enter in for you, but right now, we have a Savior that has already made it possible that all we have to do is enter in. And I bless the Lord many times. You have to enter in for yourself.
Yes, for yourself.
Enter in, I say, and you don't have time to wait on trying to find nobody else. You better go be able to go to God for yourself and make that petition known and know that a priest can't do no more than what you can do. Go to God on your own. Tell God what you need, and God will still answer prayer. So I just thank the Lord. I said, I thank the Lord for that word tonight. I thank God for that veil being torn.
Yeah.
I don't wait on nobody.
Right.
I don't know what time of the night I might need. I said, God, whenever I need you, I know that
that's
the veil
is
and I have access.
That's right. Open access. That's right.
Yes.
That's
he won't
right.
deny you. He won't say close for the evening. Open access. So I just thank the Lord for the word on tonight. I truly
Amen.
Enjoyed it.
Amen. God bless you. Thanks, Apostle. Thanks for.
Amen.
And you know, I have your shirt. I sent you a message. Did you want it to mail or did you want me to keep it until you got here?
Just keep it till I get there.
Okay. All right.
Uh-huh.
God bless you. Uh-huh. All right.
Mm-hmm.
God bless you. Thanks for tuning in.
I'll be there Friday, so if you need me for anything, you can just call me.
Okay. All right.
All
Thank
right.
you so much.
Kevin. Amen, Dr. Henderson. Amen. Hey, Dr. Henderson, I was just looking up, and I know you probably already noticed, but that veil was 30 feet wide, 60 feet long, and 3 inches thick. And it's rather pretty serious. Only God can rip
and
that.
Right, and that's what I'm saying. And you know, after that people shook that veil tour, most of them were like, "Oh, that was God's son. He showed the Lord." They knew right then and there they messed up.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Well, Dr. Henderson, back to you. Everybody's doing
Amen.
Some
Praise
things
God.
Tonight, but back
yeah.
to you tonight. God bless you.
That's okay. Amen. Praise
oh, yeah.
God. I know
All
that.
Good.
I know that the Hambricks, and let's keep them in prayer. Their pastor's wife passed away, so let's keep them in prayer. Yeah, their pastor's wife passed away, you know, on Mother's Day. Definitely want to keep their pastor and their pastor's family in prayer. Amen.
Yes, ma'am.
So we want to keep them in prayer. And so we're excited. And I knew this wasn't going to be a long word. It was just a straight prophetic word that the veil is torn. And so I'm just excited about the veil being torn on tonight. And I want to encourage people that's going to play back that it doesn't matter where you've been. You know, people are allowing past mistakes and errors to stop them from moving forward. And God's like, you know, you want to get the promise, but you want the promise. You got to move forward. You got to do something. The promise ain't just, you know, we say that this young generation wants a microwavable, but, you know, it's not just the young generation. Honestly, you know, everywhere you turn, folks want microwavable. You got to get up, you got to work, you know, you got to work for it. You got to get up, you got to do something. And even when looking at the Old Testament and looking at, you know, the promises that God made, you know, certain people, he made Abraham, you know, Abraham and Sarah had to do something for that baby, for that promises to come through, amen. And God didn't just put Isaac in Sarah's womb like he did the Virgin Mary, how he put, you know, himself in, and that it was not an immaculate conception. You know, they had to get busy, you know what I'm saying, for the promise.
Amen.
You know, let's just be real about it, you know.
Right.
I mean, the thing is, you know, even with, Jacob, you know, Jacob had to go out and, you know, and do something, you know, to get all that wealth and riches. He had a gift. He did some swindling, but at the end of the day, you know, the wealth and riches didn't just come just to be common.
Right.
And
that's
so
right.
And that's what God is speaking to us on tonight, you know. And even with talking about the veil is torn so that we would be able to get the life that Jesus wanted us to have and have it more abundantly. Because in the Old Testament, they had all these rules and it was so much religion that you had to abide by. But thank God for grace that we're able to have a murder favor to be able to accomplish so much stuff, to be able to do so much stuff, to be, you know, to be able to get the wealth, which is promised anyway, but you just have to get out there and get it. Amen. And so I've come to tell you tonight, and my word was for a few while the veil is torn, but I believe that the first part of what God was speaking was to a lot of folks that's going to either tune in, that's going to play back this message. And God is speaking to people because they're walking in the confusion. And he wants them to, he would say yay or nay. Either you're going to do it or you're not going to do it. Either you're going to move forward or you're not going to move forward. You know, all the twisting and turning and the back and forth, you know, that ain't God. You have to make a decision. Amen. And
amen.
Honestly, that word was for the majority, and the veil is torn wasn't for that many people. That was for maybe a handful of people, the veil is torn. And I'm going to tell you why. Because the first part of the message was 45 minutes. So that's how I know that God was speaking to a majority of the people, the majority of the people on tonight about that indecision. People are walking in indecision and thinking they're going to get something from God, and God is saying that a double minded man is unstable in all their ways, and they will get nothing from me. You know, they should receive nothing from me because they're double minded. You know, he's like, no, make a decision. And so, my God, that thing is so heavy on me tonight. Amen. And so, just pray that they were talking to the voice of God and hear the word of the Lord on tonight. and hearken to what God is speaking to his people and hearken to what God is speaking to the church on tonight. We're at the end of the show. Join us again next Monday night on 347-843-4559. For those of you who are looking forward to seeing you guys on June the 2nd, 2018, at the Intervention Day. It's a free event, and we're going to have some fun out there. We're excited about Intervention Day. We're excited about what God is going to do in that community. We want you guys to come out. We'll be out there early, but we're going to start around 11:30. We'll be out there to about 4:30 or 5 o'clock. Amen. We got the park from 7 to 7, but we're not going to be out there that long. So we'll be out there till about 4 o'clock, no later than 5 o'clock. We're going to start at 11:30. We got Pastor Jeremiah and the Chosen Angels. That group is going to do the praise and worship. They're going to do some gospel singing. We got a jazz band coming. We're excited. We got Unity Health going to do the blood pressure, glucose readings, and things of that nature. We'll have MPD out with the crime prevention information. We'll be ministering. We'll be talking. We'll be doing some counseling, passing out flyers, passing out information on how to help the community. And so we'll be feeding. We're not no 5-course meals, but we will have some goodie bags out there for the people. Amen. So we're excited about what God is doing on Intervention Day. This is our first Intervention Day in this type of community. But I know that God is going to go before us and that lives will be changed and that, you know, we're not going there to Bible stop. We're going there to make a difference. We're going there to be an example. We're going there to show love, not to make people feel bad about their situation. Not make people feel bad about where they live at, but we're there to be a beacon of hope for that community, to let them know that God has a plan for their lives, that God has a purpose for them. Amen. Glory to God. So we're also getting ready for P3 2018. It's going to be in the United Kingdom, and so we're excited about that. This year, July 2018, going to the United Kingdom. We're excited. Keep us in prayer, and everybody that's participating, we want you to keep them in prayer as well. All right? So you guys can order any of my books by going to Amazon.com, ZulonPress.com. You can go to AppleAppBooks.com or BarnesandNobles.com, order any of my books, or go to Dolores, DrDTHMinistries@gmail.com, DrDTHMinistries@gmail.com. Amen. If you would like to contact us, call us on 240-676-3214, 240-676-3214. I want to thank, I don't know if she's on, if she got on, went off, Evangelist Mays. She's been sawing into the Straight to the Point, and I want to thank her for that, for her liberal giving, and I pray that God will bless her. You know, some people listen and they just get. But I thank God for those who give back. Amen. Because, you know, people don't want to talk about it. You know, I don't even ask for, you know, anything. But we know that, you know, it takes money to do ministry. So those who give liberally without me even asking, I thank God for you. And I pray that he will bless you, that he will shower you with blessings. And that he will bless you in the city, bless you in the field, bless you everywhere you go. And that he will open up the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing. That means that all you need is one blessing. One blessing will take care of every area of your life. Amen. Just one. And so we thank God for the one blessing that he said that he would pour you out a blessing. That one blessing will take care of everything. Will take care of your finances, your health. It will take care of the children that's acting out the way with children. It will take care of everybody and everything, every situation. So I want to thank you, and I want to ask God to pour back into you and bless you as well. As you bless the ministry, as you bless the organization, as you bless the work that God has put in my hands, I pray that he would double bless the work that he has put in your hands. In the name of Jesus. All right, so we're at the end of the show. join us again next Monday night on 347-843-4559. And I didn't forget to thank Dr. Vaughn for allowing us to broadcast every single Monday night. So we want to thank God for Dr. Vaughn and all of his service. Amen. So we're going to leave. But before we go, I want to leave you with these three things. Always love and love hard. Always forgive and forgive fast. And always, 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 always believe the word of the Lord. God bless you and good night.
Let's